You probably played here.
Oh, I came here a lot of times, and as you probably remember, we had good luck against the Lions. I think we beat the Lions 13 straight games, and when they finally beat us in Bloomington, Minnesota, on the 14th try, I mean, it was like a Super Bowl celebration for them. It was jumping up and down all over the field.
We have a picture on the screen right now of you a long time ago,
yeah.
And you were playing against the Lions, I think, at that particular time.
It looks like I had a couple of Lions I was giving a free ride to, and they were much too heavy for me.
Extol some of your own records and tell some folks who might not know who you are. What, most attempted passes, completed passes?
I hold a lot of passing records, Dennis, and that means I played a long time. I played 18 years in professional football, which is a long time for anybody to play, but I was lucky. I didn't have to sit on the bench when I came into the league. I played from the first game right on. I only missed 5 games in those 18 years. I broke my leg one time, and I was lucky enough to play on good teams, and I hold some passing records. I had the most completions and the most yards gained passing and the most touchdowns passing. And so those were records that I enjoyed. But the thing I enjoyed the most is when I played in Minnesota the second time around. I played in Minnesota twice, from Minnesota to New York Giants and back to Minnesota. Right. I came to a wonderful football team, great talent. The Purple People Eaters were going, you know, the big front four that we had of Alan Page and Jim Marshall and Carl Eller. And we went to 3 Super Bowls. We won 7 division championships in the 7 years I was back there and won a lot of our games. And I had the time of my life, because the last years of my career, the last 7 years, were my happiest. And we won, and that makes it a good game.
When you were coming up, did you go to college?
Yeah, I went to the University of Georgia. Grew up in Athens, Georgia, which is a college town. Son of a preacher, man.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And grew up there in Athens and went over and played the University of Georgia. And I dreamed of playing professional football. I used to collect bubblegum cards. And all I wanted to do in life was be a professional football
quarterback. What was the college degree in?
Business administration.
So
and
it
that's
comes
strange.
Full circle.
It comes full circle because I've been in business all of my adult life.
But the dream was to be a quarterback in the football,
absolutely.
Right?
That's all I ever wanted to do. I wanted to be a professional football quarterback.
Did you think you were special as you were coming up? Did you know how good you were?
Yeah, I thought I was, but I don't know if anybody else thought I was. But, you know, if you're going to make it in that business, you've got to think you're better than everybody else. I never played with any other quarterback that I didn't think I was better than the other quarterback. I'm not sure that I was better, but I had to think that because you've got enough people taking shots at you, and you get knocked down a lot, and you get beaten a lot, and so you've got to have some degree of confidence. And from all through my career, I started in high school as a 13-year-old freshman on my varsity team. And so I played all through my high school, college career.
What do you see as common denominator of good quarterbacks? What do you see?
I think the most important thing the quarterback's got to be is a leader. Mm-hmm. He's got to be a leader. He's got to be a motivator. He's got to be mentally tough, because he's got to be able to take the abuse of his teammates when he throws interceptions, of his coaches when he doesn't perform well, the fans when they boo, the writers when they write bad things about him. And if you're a quarterback, you're going to have all those things happen to you.
What got to you? Of those 4 or 5 things that you mentioned, where were you most vulnerable?
I didn't like to be booed.
Yeah.
I didn't like to be booed. Never
nobody
liked
does,
it. No, nobody does. And they think, well, you're a professional, you ought to be adjusting that. I never liked that. And when I was booed, I got upset about it, and especially late in my career.
Mm-hmm.
And then after I put in so many years, and I get booed in my own home ballpark by my own home fans, and I say, I really don't need this.
Now, the image that is put across on a television screen and in a ballpark where people go is football players are very, very macho. It's a very tough sport.
Yes.
Are you saying that football players are pretty sensitive people?
Oh, I think that most macho people are very sensitive people. Most tough people are very, very sensitive underneath that. The football players I played with and against were the toughest human beings I've ever known, physically and mentally. I mean, they are tough. I was proud to be among them. I wasn't as tough as they were, but they are a tough group of men, and they are great competitors. But underneath that is an earthiness, a simplicity that I really enjoyed very much and missed. The thing I miss about football are not the Sunday games, or not the fans cheering or booing, not the write-ups in the newspapers. The things I miss are the people I played with.
Yeah.
The camaraderie we had, the feeling of family and team that we had, that's what I miss.
When you look down, when you're in the booth, you know, doing like a Monday night game or something like that, and you look down in the field, and you travel around, and you're with players now, and you see the new league starting up, is football changing? Is it changing for the better, or is it getting too fragmented, too many teams, not enough talent, or what?
Football is changing for the worse. I think it's deplorable what's going on now with the agents that are in the football. Do you realize that one agent represents 17 players on your Michigan Panthers team here in the USFL? One agent. One agent could shut down your football team.
Yeah, that's right.
The salaries that they're paying today are outlandish. There's no team that can make it today on a cash basis. They're all losing money in both USFL and the National Football League. Can you imagine the National Football League are projecting a $14 million loss next year in their league, and they've got a television contract that pays each team $15 million, and they cannot make money with that? It's just nonsense. And I think last year when the TV ratings were down in the National Football League, I don't think that was just a one-year phenomenon. I think we might see it again this year. I think that people have lost interest in professional football because of all that's gone on. It's just outlandish, the salaries, the agents. The agents are controlling the game today, and that's unfortunate.
Is there any way to pull that back, or is it lost cause?
The thing about an Americana here, you know, we don't change anything unless somebody gets killed at the intersection, and then we put up a red light. If it gets bad enough, I guess it'll change, but it needs to change. On the other hand, baseball is coming right back. And by the way,
can you believe
the Tigers are now 25-4? Isn't that nice?
I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. It must be something to be on a professional sports team that does nothing but win. And you've had that experience.
You know what's fun about that? You feel it here in Detroit. I just came into town, and I feel it. When you have a team that's winning, the entire city rallies around.
You got it.
It's a great tonic for the city. And I'm from Atlanta. When the Braves started winning for the first time in their history two years ago, the town went crazy. People went to the ballpark. Everybody was talking about the Braves. Had you got your mind off your problems?
Yes, you're talking about positive things.
Absolutely. And that's the great thing a sports team does to a city. And that's why I hate what's going on in professional football today. It's going to be a tough next two or three years in professional football. It really is. And they'll survive it all, but it's going to be some painful things happening.